Okay, welcome everyone for the English medium discussion. We are having about 1 hour time weekly, and today Tuesday being, and I would like to start the session with any remarks or anything from the audience. If there is no such, definitely we will go back to Sutta Nipata, Atta Parayana Vagga, our traditional sutta. Before that, if you have any remarks or statements or interview reports, please take your time. So that means we can go back to our conventional topic today. So I would like to invite Venerable Chandaratana to present the single version first, and then Venerable Dhamma Vijita from America will give the Bhikkhu Bodhi version, English version, and that will be the base for our English medium discussion.
Avasarai Swamin Hansa. So we were discussing Tissa Metteya Sutta available in Sutta Nipata Attaka Vagga.
Today we are starting.
No. Actually, we have to go through only 3 more verses. We have covered almost.
Already started.
Yeah. So, I'll start with the previous verse, which we actually have covered last time. Panditoti samanyato ekachariyang adittito athapi metune yutto mandova parikissati etamadinava nyatva munipubbapare idha ekachariyang dalhang kaira na niveseta na niseveta metunang. Palamu panditekai prasiddhavu ekalavasehi pihiti he pasukalhi meundamhi niyaliye moodheku sein kelesennei. Me sasnehi munitema pera mahanadam sapat ha pasu gihikala vipat ha yana tela adinava deka ekalavaseya dedikaranneya meundam nosevu nei.
Yeah, we'll start with the English version, please.
So the previous one from last week, first is he was known as a wise man when resolved on living alone, but when he engaged in sexual intercourse, like a dullard, he is afflicted. Again, I'll read that. He was known as a wise man when resolved on living alone, but when he engaged in sexual intercourse, like a dullard, he is afflicted. And then the following verse is, having known this danger, here in the before and after, a Muni should resolutely live alone. He should not resort to sexual intercourse.
Yeah, that indicates that even after becoming a monk, even together with the meditation, he still seek solitude. And because only he knows, he who meditate only knows the solitude. Other people is imitating solitude, because it's a mind-made one. But the meditator, when he is going to the breath, cross breath to the subtle breath, and the walking meditation to the passive walking, or the walking by itself, and while talking and others, he knows how to listen, and then he finds the solitude is not a place. Solitude is not a time. It's something beyond. So he knows how to entertain a good place, conducive places, conducive time, because he know the taste of it. Others having theoretical understanding or deductive understanding. But the person who is practicing, he has a verified experience, first-hand experience as to what is the solitude is. So that is being highly defined in number of ways. First thing is the theoretical knowledge about the solitude. And the second thing is having the first jhana, rupa jhana, and then arupa jhana, the kama loka, sensuous world. And when it go deeper and deeper, deeper, kind of a solitude happens. So jhana require the place, require the time, and the other time and space within. Kama loka is completely time and space, and so he knows conducive situations. And more he is adhered to the atmosphere, macroclimate. He knows microclimate is highly dependent on the macroclimate and the intermediate pace. But when you go deep into, he is almost in a bulletproof chamber. Nothing. Just like a bunker in a war. He can go in. And wherever he goes, there you are. His solitude is with him. So this is the way, solitude. But when you are preparing a meditation center, we are thinking about the solitude. We are thinking of the no sounds, no mosquitoes, no flies, no other this kind. It's good because beginners need that kind of a imitation, external imitation or macroclimate about the solitude. The Buddha says, go to the forest, simple. I sit under a tree in absence. Or go to a solitude place. And human beings are only the cursed being make the place busy. Other animals, they don't have. They are very busy at the sexual and the eating places. But soon it finished. They sleep. They work according to the forest law. But the human, it's a kind of a nasty being destroying the earth. And wherever he goes, he wants to take the solitude with him. 5-star hotel, 3-star hotel, cyber hotel, whatever may be. The hotel, same thing, but you are paying for the solitude. And people sell them. They think it is external. So the Buddha is the most made it more common under the at your fingertip. You can have it, but it's a long practice. Long practice. So as you keep on practicing, there are enough time. The point that I'm taking, whatever the mistakes you have done in the early life of your meditation or monkhood, no problem. Because you are reshuffling, you are readjusting. Or therefore, you can make yourself solitude in number of ways. Because now you know the organic value of the solitude value. So therefore, meditators only can talk about that. And it is not depending on the macroclimate at the beginning, at the end. At the beginning, yes. So therefore, before the Buddha, people were practicing. But no one achieved Nibbana. After the Buddha, same religions remained. Still they have their domain. But Nibbana is not there within the capacity. But they don't know solitude. They make how to make missionaries. They make how to convert people into the servants or slaves. Not liberated, not contentment, not satisfaction, but saturation. The Buddha says you are already saturated, already contented. You don't know. So you just go to the forest and see. You die yourself and see. Cut off your parents and see. Cut off your property and see. Cut off your comfort and see. Still you are the same. And how expensive these other variables that you are maintaining, unwanted. So you can say they can't live without you, but you can live without them. Same thing you can say, the tension can't live without your mind, but the mind can live without tension. And the frustration can't live without the mind. But the mind can live without frustration, at least momentary. And if you believe it, you are destined to understand in this life. But if you feel says, I am sorry, I am frustrated, I am tense, I can't meditate, I have to have this and that, never mind, give them. And let them entertain it and see whether you use it for utility value or just for the luxury. And if you are using for utility, worth. Because at the beginning, you may be consumerizing, you may be luxurious, but more and more you practice, you know that your happiness and balance is not outside. So that is what the solitude. So therefore, the many suttas, the best is the Monaiya Sutta, it talk about the theoretical maximum. And only one person can practice in one Buddha dispensation. The Nalaka is the person who did it in this Buddha Sasana, but it was also not the par excellence. He did medium type. The most solitude type is that particular person once meet the Buddha, get the message and he decide, I will never look back to the Buddha. I will never consult the Buddha for any more. I go to the forest and start ardent practice. Even if it's death, he is never lie down. Maintaining the posture. And live within the capacity of what is available. So even the Nalaka's death happened like that, and the Buddha went to the funeral ceremony with all the monks and says, say, exemplified monks. He never disturbed me. Only once asked instructions, that's it. So that means no interaction, no this thing. But we are not that sharp. So therefore we have to again and again ask and you have to again and again think about the atmosphere parameters balancing, just like corona, just like blood sugar, just like pressure. But they are not the solitude. So Tissamitte is asking, the other part is you have the sexual intercourse. The better half is the pleasure. You are not the pleasure. Your better half is the pleasure. So therefore you do everything for the better half at the beginning, marriage, and then end up with divorce. I mean, that is very common. So therefore the solitude is a very deep meaning. Patisallana ඔකේ මොකක් තියෙන වචනේ පරිස මේ මේ සෝරි ෆෝර් ද සෝරි ඈ ඒකචාරිය පරිසල්ලාන හුදේ කලාව කියන එක තව වචනයක් තියෙනවා සොලිටියුඩ් සොලිටියුඩ් ඉස් ද යූෂුවලි ට්‍රාන්ස්ලේෂන් බට් ද ටර්ම් ඉස් වෙරි ඉට් ඕර්ගනික් මෝර් දෑන් සොලිටියුඩ් දැට් ඉට් ඉට් ඕවර්ඕල් සිටුේෂන් රාදර් දෑන් ගෙටින් රිඩ් අවේ ෆ්‍රොම් ද පීපල් away from the sounds, away from the kind of thing that is a physical. But how the mind, self-contented, introvert, and be happy and now. That is the maximum definition we can give. And the Buddha says, sunyata viharana. Sunyata viharana. I live in such a way, I am free of all the worries and tensions of the world, worries and tension of the monastery, worries and tension of my kuti, worries and tension of my body. And he reduced slowly, slowly, slowly. And he says that maintenance of six organs, the salayatana is there. Eye, ear, nose, they need the basic needs. That I know. As far as I live, I maintain them. Therefore, I am not completely solitude. Relatively. So therefore that sunyata is not theoretical maximum. Well, sapeksha. Relative this thing, but no one understands it. Either though you expect 100% solitude, even though you expect whatever you do is interaction. So fiction. So the other one is ananja samapatti. Ananja sappaya, no movements. Injana means movements. Physical, verbal, mental. By ananja means just like a wick burning without a cross current of air, just burning upward, no flickering. So likewise, that also can happen. So that is also in ananja sappaya, these suttas are not discussed presently. They are talking about other dynamisms, but that is the peripheral, that is a very superficial level. But same things in the same vein, to go deep and deep and deep, and then inaction is the present day critical word. Buddha is teaching inaction. So they don't like. They want to have creativity. They want to have productivity. They want to have dynamism. So Buddha says, learn dynamism. What will happen is, definitely you come back, regress back to your base. It is no action. That's what in the northern and southern, it is not moving. The equator is moving more than 1,000 miles per hour. It's self-rotating 25,000 miles within 24 hours. But the polar axis top is just turning. It's not moving, but still turning. So you are going from the equator to the northern pole or southern pole. What a difference. Within a day, what will happen is you are turning only one time, one turn. So likewise, that even if you are traveling, if you are explaining in terms of traveling, going from fast action, we are more close to the equator, and going upward or downward, then you go to that frozen world, northern pole or southern pole, and people can't live. They don't like it. They want to have all the civilizations happen in the equator. That is what you call civilization. Bloody shit. Bloody shit. No solitude. People made them busy and communal and groups. Wherever the groups, it's a huge problem how to sort out the excreta. People live in vast areas, it is not a problem. The birds are living, it is not a problem. But when the human get together in the big community, how to tackle this the remnants of the food and urine and the shit? Vinasai. That makes it is inhabitable. That is what happened where the people are coming. And that is happening. That's happening wherever the river come and emptying into the ocean. They are the places, most popular places on the earth. The Moyakata again. So they are the one now submerging when the ice comes. When the ice melting, all the peripheral cities in the coastal cities, 1 or 2 meters water will go. Maldives will disappear. Colombo will disappear, New York will disappear, Melbourne will disappear. But they are at the very low level, so they will be inundated. So people have to again climb into the mountains, and there are some places in New Zealand, the billionaires, American billionaires, invest them. If Earth is going to get submerged, they are preparing houses now. In the thicket forest, by the time the water come up, the people will be gone. But I mean, their idea is remaining, their generations are remaining. So the thicket forests have been now given to the untouched forests, virgin forests, are given to the American billionaires. But they know they are killing other places. They have to find rescue, the solitude. And the most luxurious ships, most luxurious jet planes and most luxurious mansions, they are making solitude. Solitude for sexual act. The Chisamitya is asking the solitude with respect to the liberation and the sexual act with respect to the solitude person. It's a very, very unhealthy question. I mean, it is uncivilized question. The civilized people don't like to discuss these things because they are the real creator of this kind of turmoils. They can't face children. They can't face Buddha. They can't face the truth. They are living, they have become kings in their created world. They are very artificial. But the Tishamete is directly asking the Buddha, you see that after even becoming a monk, he is having some parajika or sexual intercourse, then Then the Buddha says that if he really knows, he has enough time, even though he has done bad things, slowly, slowly, slowly he can come to his ideal solitude. Elman Jnananda wrote the book Ideal Solitude, Baddhekaratta Sutta, and this is almost like the same. And the Buddha has given the formula. No one is opening. They wanted to become popular. They want to become attractive. They wanted to become mass media, not the solitude. So therefore, forest monks and the scouts are somewhat appreciating the forest life or solitude life. But others say we are uncivilized. That is why we are talking about the forest living. So Tissamitteya did the bridging between ideas at that time and ideas present day. And the COVID is another Tissamitteya. It's also remind the people, when you get together, finished. I mean, Buddha Rakhita used to say, when their countries, whenever the embargo removed and the people going to have traveling, they are asking for parties. They are asking to go to pub. That's the only thing they need. Living means that. He says that in Sri Lanka it is not, I mean, they want to go and do a job and do an agriculture kind of thing. But there it is not the case. So the lock-up situation, now reportedly the drug abuse is reduced. No drugs. No drug trafficking. Drugs are very expensive now. So the consumption reduced. You see what the civilization created? Drug abuse is utterly a product of civilization. Misuse of weapons, misuse of chemicals. This is because of sick mind. And they say it is as artificial intelligence. Shit. Artificial intelligence means you are mind-made product, mind-made ideas. And that is what virally practice happening. But you are meditating, you say, everyone's mind is crazy. Everyone is artificial intelligence, never leading to inwardly. So therefore, Tissamitteya is giving a radical reflection. So that is my interpretation. And you have any further this thing in Venerable Bhikkhu Bodhi's commentaries?
Avastarai Swaminansa, having known this danger here in the before and after, having known the danger in leaving the monastic life, in the before and after, here in this teaching, before, when he was a monk, and after leaving the monastic state, as expressed in the lines beginning, whatever fame and acclaim he enjoyed in the past fall away from him.
Interpretation is correct. So, yatapure tatapaccha. So, whatever the solitude life you had as a monk is completely gone, soon you become disrobed. And Thomas Merton is a Trappist monk, and he has written a lot. He says, as far as you are innocent, you are in the paradise. Moment you become ignorant, arrogant, you are deprived of the paradise. That is, God created the paradise, he says, just entertain. Don't be arrogant. But the serpent came and told, this fruit is the knowledge. So he seduced the lady, Eva, told, you just eat. Then you are liberated from God. So soon you eat the sex. And she hide her sexual arousing places, and she found she is lost now, full of lust. And Adam, how do you call it, Adam? Yes. We call Adam. And she says, she never asked sex. She says, why don't you eat the apple? What? The God asked not to eat. No, don't worry, I already taken. Why? That serpent told me, this is the knowledge. She just casually eat it. And again, sex. moral shame and moral fear arouse. And they say intercourse. Moment they intercourse each other, they are ashamed of sexual organs. They hide it. Next day, the god casually visited, and they are shy. They having the sex organ close. Why? He never created that our kolla is there. No problem. It is castrated. Someone. So he's living like no that feelings. So then God asks, I told you verbally, I told you not to eat this. But the girl thought, the God do not wish we to have knowledge. The serpent only gave the tip. Knowledge is the way to get rid of the God. Have an apple a day to keep the doctor away. What happened was, have an apple a day to keep the God away. When the God cursed, get rid of, go from the paradise. And Muslims and Catholic people believe paradise is just below Siripada. Adam Peak. You know Adam Peak in Sri Lanka? The second highest mountain?
I've heard of it, but I have not seen it.
No. And they say when you go into the Badulla, there is a place, it's full of the evergreen forest, and all the time brooks are moving. The best part of the tea, special season is there. The quality is so top class. And people are very happy. Vehicles can't go because very mountain. Now you motorable, some part. And some people come and see, this is the representative of the paradise. And these villagers know. People call, this is the paradise, and Adam was in the top, Siripada, Adam's Peak. And they are deprived because they seek knowledge. And they hate each other. They have the moral shame and the moral fear. And no more they can go to the paradise. But the Thomas Merton, after meeting the Zen masters, and I think Eric Fromm, and he told, any time you can be in the paradise, soon you become innocent, you are in the paradise. Moment you use knowledge, theories, formulas, you deprived. So that means anytime you can be a child. You can be anytime you can have a beginner's mind. Moment you become beginner's mind, no rules, no grammar. You just live. Just like God given. And that is the place where the solitude come into being. So any formula, anything you follow, you are kicking off solitude. You are kicking off paradise. But the paradise is not take revenge of you. It's always available. Moment you become innocent, moment you forgive and forget about others, beginner's mind. So in Satipatthana, we always appreciate beginner's mind. Don't be mindful. Just be bear attention. Just be satimatraya. Just mindfulness. Enough. Either you wish to go to the full mindfulness, in the full-fledged mindfulness, sammāsati, or you can just use the mindfulness for day-to-day activities in the celestial, not the celestial, the mundane use. You are up to that. So people project and complain us, you are converting people into Buddhism. No, we are not. And even Buddhists can't do it, you recommend just for the non-Buddhist, yes, it's available. And Buddhist says, this is just dilution of what the Buddha is telling. Buddha is telling very strict mindfulness, you are taking slack mindfulness, mac mindfulness. So it's a very dynamic topic. For the moment, I have three articles. I took it from my emails, very dynamically explained. Because Bodhi has taken the conventional way. Mac mindfulness is no, bear attention is not. But the John Kabat-Zinn, he is taken in a dynamic way. He says, I am talking about the stress reduction. Mindfulness-based stress reduction. And then another discussion, Richard Davidson and John Kabat-Zinn, it's been questioned. Are you promoting mindfulness? Or are you, what are you doing? He says, it's too early to tell. The topic was this thing given by the John Kabat-Zinn is too early to tell. Even the civilization is too early to tell. Is it a cancer? It's a good thing. The communication, artificial intelligence, everything is too early to tell. But definitely, mind-made, man-made things are devastating. Nature, just free flow, evergreen forest and the flow of rivers, then do no harm. So we have to be like a forest. We have to be like the flow of the brook. It's music. So these things only in Parayanavagga. Their language also different. Translations are many, many. The Sutta Nipata have many translations. And for the moment we are taking Bhikkhu Bodhi, but these things usually never talk about. We are talking about the ethics, we are talking about the ism, we are talking about the social media, we are talking about the development and the creativity and productivity. So never go to the rock bed, or you never go to a forest, you never go to a sit under a tree or in the solitude place. So you are seeking knowledge in libraries. That's the way Karl Marx lost. You can come close. So that is an opening question, open threat to the human, because these spiritual texts are available. Yes?
With your permission, Bhante, avasarai swaminhansa.
Speak clearly, yeah? Otherwise I can't listen.
Of course.
Yeah, word by word, yes.
I believe something was said about John Kabat-Zinn and mindfulness stress reduction. It's like a Western approach to mindfulness. Is it essentially the same thing, or in essence very similar to what's happening at Mithrigala, what's happening in all these Buddhist traditions, being in the free flow and trying to just observe? Is it the same tradition, or is it like a distortion of Buddhism?
The mindfulness itself, or whatever the concept you are going to explain, not only to the Taoism, give a very sound, very dynamic, very challenging kind of a model. Mahayana tradition, Hindu tradition, and the Western one is therapeutic mindfulness. So just be aware of it. We know one thing, very traditional way, what the Buddhist texts are talking about, Satipatthana. And exactly the same thing rooted in the Western mindfulness. But Taoism is different. Taoism is kind of a Zen or Chinese method, natural flow. And Zen meditation, also another dramatization or figurative way, present mindfulness. So it's easy to communicate because they are in stories and parables. So likewise, many, many available. So this is the best way to understand mindfulness. Otherwise, we don't know what we are talking mindfulness. The Buddhist text itself has 8 definitions. Mindfulness is evolving 8 times. Which one we are referring? What do you mean by mindfulness? So you have to say either mindfulness is kayanupassana, or mindfulness is sati indriya as a faculty, or sati balaya as a power, or as a factor of enlightenment, or the Noble Eightfold Path. Which one you are referring? We don't know. But the research article never defined, because they don't know it is evolving thing. They don't understand mindfulness is a dynamism. It's a dialectic thing. Who the hell can nail it? Soon you nail, you get nailed. So how to write a research paper? You have to have a frame. So you lost. So therefore the Buddhist papers, they consider as a research papers, because research papers have a frame, have a thesis. have a hypothesis. Bloody fools. And they are the one, they are publishing only in the Times magazine and the Wall Street and the science magazines. Who the hell going to publish the Buddhist texts in the science magazine? They are not up to the grade. Their language is not the Reader's Digest language. They are not the Wall Street language. They are not the Times magazine language. So they have frame. Everything has to come onto the frame. Then only they accept. Definitely no Nibbana. As far as the frame is there, I am dead sure no Nibbana. But they are very prolific, upgrade, and anyone can measure and all the kind of thing. But only the container, no content. But the content container both available in the Nibbana as well as mindfulness, it is a dynamic thing. It's a evolving thing. So you have to rephrase your question, please.
Is it, I'm sorry, someone said, is it because there's a, is it because there is no belief of Nibbana and there's no Buddhist theory here? So they're looking at things materialistically. So there's a materialistic idea of what mindfulness is, which is just phenomena arising, things arising in consciousness, and just being aware of these things arising and not necessarily reacting to these things, because the reaction is what causes suffering, or what causes the proliferation of thoughts and feeling and so forth. So it's like, so one thing I think I'm most likely wrong, but Western people have this, the Western researchers have this idea where they think that if you were to keep ruminating, thinking on things, that will cause anxiety, it can cause depression. So if you just see this as something that comes in consciousness, oh, this is a thought pertaining to depression, a feeling of this sort, and then you just, you don't react to it, you don't create more thoughts, you just see it come up, you know it's impermanent, and you see it rise. It has its own function, but it's nothing to do with, escaping samsara. That's the story, or that's the aim of Buddhism. So my question is, because the framework of looking at things is different, could you still say that the Western approach to mindfulness is valid, or is it invalid?
West itself is giving you explanation. There are Western thinkers, they are in your position. They don't call it Western. Soon you call, you sectarianism starts. So being in the East, I got my sharpness because of Western thinking, Western words, or English Buddhism. I don't like English. With English, England English or American English, I don't, it's not. Not that I am fluent in Sinhala. My Sinhala also poor. But only when I learn Buddhism through mindfulness, Buddhist Publication Society, Christopher Hampshire, Richard, the Ken Wilber, Richard Davidson, and Daniel Goleman, Daniel Turman. So I found some new definition for my life, definition for new terms. So when I go to London Buddhist Vihara, I gave talks in English. And there is a very, he is a very regular participant. He's a very devoted person. He says, Bhante, you people from Asia gave us this Buddhism for 200 years. And luckily we have the rapport. What did you learn from West? I'm a traditional bumpkin. Just for me, mindfulness, I understand, due to the terminology of translated mindfulness, awareness. Otherwise, I thought sati is a different meaning for me. So Venerable Dhammika introduced it, because he's the Australian. He learned from English language. So our language, our communication, everything was a barrier at the beginning. But we had a deep connection. So 8 years. And he took me climbing forest and going to the temples and showing this and that. He only knows English. I only know Sinhala. But the mindfulness of the bridge. And it was a success story. It's a lot of time taking. So I told, thank you very much. But you people take it for dynamism. You people take it for practical value, not the aesthetic value or sacred writing like. So mindfulness gave that dynamism. So they put into materialistic. So Sri Lankan Buddhists, present day, crazy about the materialistic development of the mindfulness. But their craziness is for the sex and sensuous pleasure. So therefore they are just following mindfulness. So Bhikkhu Bodhi find fault with me. Damaji, are you also following the mindfulness for dollars or mindfulness? Then I told you can say like that. I do completely volunteer. Still, I have the article. Still, he analyzes, says, mindfulness, present-day mindfulness either make change, a complete change in the civilization or just another bubble. Another mushroom coming in, ultimately, this mindfulness also will wash off from the West because it is being used in a misused way, showing side effects of mindfulness. But if you are taking for the revolution in the society, no side effects. Mindfulness is without side effects. But if you are using it for stress reduction or materialistic part, side effects can happen because you are misusing it. If you are not tackling the serpent from the proper place, it will bite.
What do you mean by side effects here?
Though there are research, side effects of mindfulness. You have to read. You have to go into the computer and see. So Buddha says, the mindfulness as a sobhana chaitasika, ever good. And the commentary says accepted it. But there are micha samadhi, wrong mindfulness is definitely there. The way the Buddha mindfulness explained, satikvaham bhikkhave sabbatikam vadami. I prescribe mindfulness everywhere. But West is, the critical people, they are now find the faults, side effects and after effects of mindfulness. And if you study the side effects and after effects of vaccine we found it's a huge revolution in the health. Now there are armies not to vaccine children. Let them die with polio rather than vaccine side effects. So there are some people says don't do mindfulness. So this samsara is good. Because mindfulness is going to give the side effects. So we being monks, we are utterly secured because we are governed by the forest monastic code. Without the forest monastic code, if you are going to use mindfulness, who the hell can give a certificate? Who can claim that you are in a safe hand? No. So therefore, when and where are going, he says, later you can have enough chances to develop more solitude, more mindfulness, more restraint if you like, and it can be adjustable or self-adjusting. So I am finding a term, still it is not available. In economics, there is a company is growing up to a certain extent, you have to dissolve it. Otherwise, it is called economies of scale. Their scale become a blockage. You have to reshuffle it. And then larger scale. Scale effect. But the mindfulness, self-evolving. So it is the only thing, once you come up to that level, you reshuffle by itself. And there are little friction, little burning and tension situation happen. Just like a pregnant woman. Because the baby is creating excreta. So that is only way to become a mother. So likewise, mindfulness having, so different stages, 7 stages Buddha explained. And all the others have, Viri has 3 stages. Sati has 8 stages. Saddha is 3 stages. I mean, different stages. Each stage has a landmark. So likewise, sati, you have to understand, start somewhere and then slowly, introduce restraint. If you are not introducing restraint and you are going to take a sati as a pill after the lunch or after the meal kind, like operation, it won't work. Because you have to develop you have to change the microclimate also. Sati is giving a cross-section. Now, darling, you have within your jurisdiction these can. You can restrain yourself. If you restrain, sati will be advancing. Otherwise, it will be stagnating because you are not sacrificing your likings and dislikings. You're not sacrificing your personality traits. You're not sacrificing your directed dispositions, your trends or liars, your habits. Everything can be changed. Good thing will be remaining, bad thing will be removed. So you have to reshuffle everything. So that is the part we call the aesthetic part of mindfulness. So that's what we call, by association we can get it. So we have to tell friends, hey, we are practicing together. If you find something that I am doing, we were talking and thinking, I offer you, please, let me know. That is humbleness. Then you are in paradise.
Just one final point. I'm kind of under the impression that when people have this idea that you can use mindfulness to correct certain deficiencies, such as depression or stressful thinking or something. However, the more you inculcate mindfulness into your daily living and the more you start to...
When the Patachara come into the Buddha, utterly desperate, macerated. First you have to heal. Buddha has to heal her. You have the basics. Still you don't have clothes, no children, no husband, no parents, no brother. Can you be mindful? Yes. Immediately she found she is naked. Then the person came and gave her clothes. Thank you very much. And then the Buddha gave a sermon, fully digested. So first you have to do healing, yes. Angulimala also, the Buddha told, hey, darling, I stopped. Can you? What are you talking about? You are going faster than me. And he says, I am stopped. Can you? Simple. He dropped the knife and everything. Please. First you have to heal, yes. Everywhere, you have to anesthetize a person. Otherwise, no operation. There are some medicine without anesthetizing. But the serious things, especially brain operations, anesthesia, a doctor must be all the time in the theater. So the operation doctor has to say first kind, second kind, third kind anesthesia. Third kind is very light, few minutes. Medium kind, you can keep the patient few hours. And the top class is very dangerous. The patient will die or not. So patient, the theater manager, the anesthesia doctor, surgeon, everyone has to sign, serious one. Then sometimes 8 hours, 11 hours. So my friend says, one of my friends says, his teacher is stitching a cut duct blood vessel. And he has to give the needle prepared. Under the microscope, he is stitching. 11 hours. 11 hours, all the center has to run. Dynamo has to run, generator, the anesthesia, everything has to run. He says it is such a thing, 11 hours operation. And after that recovery, and the blood vessel has to carry blood. So that kind of a thing. So meditation also is sometimes this little serious. So therefore you must have the atmosphere. Without atmosphere, if you are going to do with the barefoot doctor, no. Better not to do it. Disease is easier than the medicine. So therefore mindfulness also, when you go up to the Udayabhyayana or high profile mindfulness, it's a life and death.
So it treats the symptoms, and as time goes on, it becomes your whole life. And that's when mindfulness is in full force, and that's when it's done its magic, basically. It's not just surface level. When it's deeper, that's when it's...
Early part, yourself is working. Yeah. Mindfulness is partial. And when the mindfulness gets the full-fledged, self is not there, so Taoism is happening. You let it happen, the autopiloting. So that mood, if you can taught in a retreat, it is successful. I said, you can take the helm into your hand, but till that, mindfulness has to develop. And it comes and shows you, okay, get out, I am ready to take the upper hand. You know the Space Odyssey film, Arthur C. Clarke, the machine overpowering the human being. When is the space traveling, the machine is doing everything. Ultimately, machine is overpowering. He found that where to go now? Machine is not us listening. Break the machine, take everything under control, and very dangerously land back on the earth. That's why I heard. I never see the picture. I never see even the book. So this is what happened in the artificial intelligence today. The using people, they don't have the control. They don't have restraint. And they are talking about the high caliber thinking. They don't know the liberation. They don't know the emancipation. So mindfulness is complained as mindfulness, Nibbana without Buddhism, without Nibbana, and Nibbana without Buddhism. So we Buddhists are being criticized. We are taking the Nibbana out of Buddhism. Other people says, by sneaking, bear attention, you are converting non-Buddhists into Buddhists. So Christian watchdogs, they say, we are not alive. So we have to understand these two and have your own liberation as well as mindfulness to the children. So you have to, it's a dynamic thing. There's no set formula. So therefore, if you are not practicing, very difficult. That means practicing means sacrification. Practicing means beginner's mind. Practicing means innocence. Otherwise, very difficult. Arrogance, very difficult. Not that we are naturally arrogant people. Arrogance is what I mean by reaction. You can react, no problem, and then you say, I'm sorry. At that time I was reacting, and you and me observe each other, please advise me. At that time I was arrogant, physically, verbally, mentally, please. Then the Buddha said, that is what you call the sasana. The Buddha's disposition is that. Understand the mistake and go and apologize and says, please forgive and forget. I do physical apologizing, and I hope you also can do, but I am the culprit. But what a nice thing, more than family members. Okay, that's all we have to do, because that now we have to go to the... Zudhuam, do you have anything to tell? No. So I would like to invite Venerable Chandratana to sum up the session, please.
Asarai Swami Nahansa, so with a few members of the Sangha and one devotee, so we were able to discuss Tissamitteya Sutta, some part of several verses of that. So today we are completing, I think, two more verses are there to go. Hopefully we can finish the verse Sutta next time. So whatever the merits that we have accumulated, we'll share with all the living beings, all the celestial beings, and whoever in need of merits. We'll recite the traditional verses. Ettavata ca amhehi sambhataṃ puṇya sampadaṃ